The last Gemara that we learned, that we're really in the middle of, discusses this idea that Dinei Nefashis, you have to start and end during the day. Dinei Mominus, the Mishnah says, you have to start during the day. If you want to end it at night, you could end it at night, stating that there is a Shitas Rameyer who holds Makish Riven Linegoyim, that Dinei Mominus, you have to start during the day, and you would have to end it during the day as well. There's a well-known Chiddush of the Sma. In Chosha Mishpat, Simen Hei, Siv Katan Zayin, who says, based on a tshuva from the Meram in Rotenberg, that I want to say that even though the halacha is that you can't paskin dinei maminois balayla, right? You can't start dinei maminois balayla, stating that in the event that you're in a room that is lit up, there are neiros that are lit in that room, the yochai lirois, and you're able to see, and you're able to function as if it was literally the middle of the day, then the halacha is mutter lodon afilu betchilas din balayla. That if you want to paskin dinei maminus afilu tchilas din balayla, this is something that's going to be okay. So the Sma said that even though there's a Mishnah, it's halacha psuka, that you can't start paskin in dinei maminus balayla, that's only true if you're in the finstenisht. If, however, you're in a lit up room, so then the halacha is that it's no different than the day. And if you want to go ahead and pask, you'll be able to pask. And the Sma gave a svar. He said, why is it that you can't paskin dinei maminois balayla? It's a din. It's probably based on the fact that at the end of the day, at night, it's hard to paskin a shayla, right? Because you don't really see the evidence. It's hard to look the Aiden between the eyes. It's hard to see the Bali Dinim properly. It's hard to function. Okay, that's only if it's taka dark. But let's say there's Neiros Dalkos. So in that situation, l'chaira, maybe this is something that would be okay. But this is a gevaldige chiddush, because really the Mishnah says that ain't done in Dinim Amenes, balaylo, kum tzigein das man. He says that's only true if you have no Neiros Dalkos. But once Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, so at that point, just flip the light switch on. Night is day anyways. There's absolutely no difference, let's be honest, right? As long as you're indoors, and there's no reason why this is not something that should be okay. Remei Simcha, in Meshech Chachma, in the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh, says that it could be there's a makar to this Chiddush of the Sma from one of the Rishonim. And this is tucked away, Maramakim. And it's in the Evin Ezra, in the beginning of Parshas Bahaloscha. So everyone knows how Parshas Bahaloscha begins. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemar. Daber al Aharim v'amarto elo Bahaloscha es haneris amul p'nei amenoir yo iru shivas haneris. Vayaskin Aharim, alavit shaloshino, etc., etc. Right? So Parshas Bahaloscha begins Bahaloscha es haneris. Parshas Nosoi, the previous parasha, ends talking about the nevuah of Moshe. It says, "Ubevoy Moshe loy omoyed l'daber itoy, vayishma es hakoyl midaber elov me'al hakapoyres asher al aroin ha'edos mibein shnei hakruvim vayidaber elov." Says Devin Ezra, what's the smichos between the last pasuk of Parshas Nasai, which is nevuah Moshe, and the beginning of Parshas Baloyscha, which talks about the menorah? It talks about Baloyscha saneres. Says Devin Ezra, quote, "V'nisbach hazoyis haparsha lohoyros ki adibur yiyah gam balaylo ki sham yiyah." Haner Doluk v'lo yichbe. Says the Evan Ezra, everybody knows that Nevuas Moshe was Bayoim, it wasn't Balayla. Right, as much as we know, Rashi says in Parshas Baloyscha, Ashvi Yeludisha, that whenever Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he had free access. But at the same time, Rashi brings in Parshas Boy, Achodesh Zalachem Roish Chadoshim, that the Shechina was only Medaber Moshe Rabbeinu Bayoim. The Shechina wasn't Medaber Balayla. Zog, the Evan Ezra, you want to know the smichos between the last posik of Parshas Nasa and the first psukim of Parshas Baloyscha? It's half of a fella. Parshas Nasa ends, Ubevoy Moshe Loyom Moyed. Where was Nevuas Moshe, right? Where did it emanate from? That grace of Nevuah, right? It was Mibein Shnei Akruvim, right? That's where it came from. What's the smichos at the beginning of Parashas Baloyscha? That as long as Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is coming from the Oyel Moyed, he can get Nevuah Afilu Balayla. You know why? Because Daber Alahayim Vamarta Eilu Baloyscha Saneiros Amul Pnei Amenoiro Yo'iru Shiva Saneiros. That's the smichos. The smichos is that although there's no nevuah balayla, and even nevuah Moshe is not balayla, there, yes. Now the Rambam brings us Evan Ezra parenthetically, and he says, quote, he says, "V'ilu yad Rabbi Avram," referring to Ibn Ezra, "ma bein nevuah Moshe nevuah shar neviim lechashavkein." He wouldn't have thought what he thought in this very, very subtle comment, but that's not our sugya. We're not handling the sugya in Nevuas Moshe. But Zokrim Meir Simcha, in the beginning of Parshas Tetzave, that this is a makar to the Tzma. You see from here already this inyan, that with the halacha of Yoim versus Laila, it could be Balaila, B'mokoyim, with Neirois Adolkois, over there it's going to be different, and over there, it could be, it would be treated by Yoim. Evan Ezra said it regarding Nevuas Moshe. The Sma saying it regarding Dina Mamas, it has to be during the day. But Meir Simcha says that I believe that this is a remes. It's a remes to the chiddush of the Sma. Now the shtickle that Meir Simcha says in that pasuk, in Parshas Tetzave, is classic. So the pasuk says like this: Va'ata, right? What's the first pasuk in Parshas Tetzave? Tetzaves bnei Yisrael v'yikru elecha shemen zayizach. So says Ramei Simcha that we know Chazal say that right, it's a long medrash in the beginning of Parshas Baal Loischa. Then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Baal Loischa Saneiros, so the Oyvim said, I don't understand. Right, Pasha, you understand. What's Balois Chesaneiros? We're lighting up the house for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives in the Mishkan. So we need to turn on the lights. Like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have light. Freak the Medrash, V'chila Oyru Hutzarech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Doch Oyre Shaloylam. And the Gemara goes on and gives a little bit of a pshat. So it says Rameh Simcha like this. The Pasuk says, V'ata Tetzaves B'nei Yisrael, V'yikhu Eilecha, Hashem and Zayazach. Hashem tells Moshe that for you, v'yikru elecha, there's a toyeles, there's a very, very big toyeles in having a menorah that's going to be lit in the Mishkan. And the toyeles is the Eben Ezra, that you'll be able to have nevuah afilu balayla. But as it relates to the rest of Bnei Yisrael, ba'oyo moed michutz ha-paroiches asher alo edus, nyaruch oise aharen uvanim erev abog lefnei Hashem, chukas oylam l'dayroisam eis Bnei Yisrael. For the rest of Bnei Yisrael, it's chukas oylam. It's not only going to be a chayk. He said the menorah in the Mishkan for Klai Yisrael is a chayk. It's chukas oylam l'dayroisam eis Bnei Yisrael. And why is it a chayk? It's a chayk because v'chil oyro yutzarech. What do you need it for? But for you, v'ata tetzavis Bnei Yisrael, v'yikhu eilecha, eilecha meaning for you, there's a tayeles. The tayeles for you is like this, Evan Ezra. The tayeles for you is that you're going to have Nevuas Moshe. But Al-Koponim, this is the Chiddush of the Sma, and Ramei Simcha says that there's already a Makar to this Chiddush from the Evan Ezra. But the truth is, you have to really be misappointed. This is something that requires a lot of Hesber. Because ordinarily, when you talk about a mitzvah that has to be done during the day, so Lechura, you can't do it at night with the lights on, right? Shofar, Tkiya Shofar. It's not enough that you do it on Rosh Hashanah, it has to be during the day. So you're going to blow shofar at night because the lights are on? You're going to take talal minim at night because the lights are on? Bris milah, that has to be during the day. You could do it at night as long as you're doing it in a hall where the lights are on? Obviously not. So do adin yoyim, right? So how do you know when yoyim is being mechayev day? And how do you know when yoyim is being mechayev light? Now the truth is, in our sugya we saw already that the halach of din imamunus by yoyim has something to do with re'iyah. Where'd we see it? Because the Gemara stelt su the laws of suma, not being able to paskin, and not being able to paskin balayla. That means it's not a din in day versus night, right? Someone who can't see also has day and night. It's not a din in yoyim and layla. It's a din, could you see or could you not see? And it's zikha from there that the sma is coming. But the point is, you see it by Nevuas Moshe as well, right? The chiddush of Ibn Ezra. But the bottom line is that it's interesting because usually when you think of yoyim, so what does yoyim mean? Yoyim means day. And now all of a sudden you tell me yoyim is not day. Yoyim is less about day and it's really more about the light. I was thinking maybe remez yesh ledavar. I just pashed a remez, right? The fifth pasuk in the Torah. Vayikra elokim la'or yoyim v'lachoshech kara layla. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu call yoyim? Vayikra elokim la'or yoyim. Maybe it's a little bit of a remnant to this chiddush of the Eben Ezra, this chiddush of the Sma, that sometimes yoyim is takotoli in or. It's totally in light. It's not totally in day. It's totally in light. But either way, definitely something that requires beer and, you know, something that you have to know when you're able to apply, when you're not able to apply.